Leveling up your shop floor, how EMAG helped AccuRounds boost production and break into new markets. EMAG has sponsored this post. It's a stressful but promising opportunity. A small or medium-sized manufacturer gets an order that will level up their business, but which will require significant capital investment to take on the additional volume. This is the situation for Avon, Mass. Based contract manufacturer AccuRounds Incorporated, when it took on a new contract supplying components for a semiconductor company. AccuRounds is a family-run manufacturer of precision machined cylindrical components for customers in the aerospace, medical, defense, and semiconductor industries. We do tight tolerance, shaft pin valve work on highly functioning mechanical components, said Michael Tomashi, president and CEO of AccuRounds. We machine 0.2 and 0.5 of an inch all day long. We have grinding capabilities to grind down into the millions of an inch. The company was running double production already when they got the request to increase production for their client. AccuRounds turned to automation and robotics processes so that it could not only meet that demand, but be able to respond to increasing demand into the future. How not to break a semiconductor chip? The company was making semiconductor components on older equipment, and these horizontal machining centers had trouble properly breaking the chips. These chips were made from alloys such as Inconel, which have high nickel content and are difficult to cut. As a result, the components needed to be loaded and unloaded manually, which was labor-intensive and caused a bottleneck. In addition, the process suffered from production backlogs, tooling wear, and inconsistent quality. AccuRounds wanted to introduce automation into its manufacturing process, but their existing equipment was unable to handle the task. We looked at different horizontal solutions, and nothing worked, said Tomashi. When it's difficult to break a chip on a horizontal machine, the chip can just spiral off and get caught in another tool, impeding the pick-off solution. So we couldn't introduce any type of robotics or automation to that process. Calculating the return on investment for new machines. The company recognized the opportunities for growth and took an honest assessment of their own capabilities to respond to them. AccuRounds reviewed the return on investment for purchasing new automation-ready equipment versus running the production on existing older equipment. While it was feasible to be competitive running certain jobs on older machines, AccuRounds realized that they weren't suitable for the new work coming in. For the higher volume work, which is what we're doing on the EMAG machines and technology from other providers, we needed the automated solutions, said Tomashi. We needed the new technology. If we didn't have it, we wouldn't be competitive. AccuRounds decided to investigate a vertical turning machine for its semiconductor job. With a vertical machine, the manufacturer could simply use gravity to make the chip break and drop off. AccuRounds chose the EMAG VL3 Duo, a twin spindle vertical pickup turning machine used for large-scale production of gearbox components such as gear wheels. The VL3 Duo multi-spindle machine. Source: EMAG. The machine has a footprint of 13 square meters, or 140 square feet, and can accommodate parts ranging up to 150 millimeters, or 6 inches, in diameter. It has two separate machining areas, enabling OP10 and OP20 operations. Each area has a pickup spindle and a tool turret with 12 tool positions. The spindles are not only used to machine components, but also to load and unload them, freeing up space and costs, and reducing the need for peripheral devices. The VL3 Duo also features EMAG's track motion automation system, which moves workpieces between the storage and machining areas, and also orients the parts between the Opus 10 and Opus 20 stations. The track motion system combines conveyor belts, pick-and-place units, and turnovers into a single integrated function. That allowed us to introduce a turnkey automated solution into the part families that we were machining, said Tomashi. That was the first EMAG machine. Now we have four different machines, two single and two double spindle. Automation was a game changer. In fact, EMAG's capability for automation was a crucial factor in AccuRounds' decision to purchase the VL3 Duo. EMAG provided the company with custom automation solutions for its first two machines. For the first VL3 Duo, EMAG worked with AccuRounds to customize a solution to stack, load, and unload the parts. For the second machine, the company used an external cobot to load and unload the machine in conjunction with the machine's own automated processes. While each application was a little different, EMAG had the ability to deliver a turnkey solution that guaranteed the machines would have so many hours worth of unattended runtime, reliability, and manufacturability, said Tamashii. Thanks to the VL3 Duo's automated loading and unloading capabilities, one of AccuRound's machinists can run the Duo, as well as two other machines, EMAG VL2s, at the same time. The second VL3 Duo can be set up to run unattended for extended periods of time. Not only did the machine's automation increase throughput, it also made it easier to train workers on its operation. This enables AccuRounds to build up the skills of its workforce, giving them opportunities to expand their skill sets and grow within the company. This increases worker earning power as well as enhancing the manufacturer's abilities to capitalize on business opportunities. Incorporating automation into their manufacturing processes for the semiconductor job enabled them to expand their operations into other sectors as well. We're making a push into the robotics industry, having done work for Amazon Robotics and Walmart's robotics division, said Tamashii. Our hope is to continue this work in that burgeoning market. Look at all the opportunities you need to manufacture a robot. The right investment today improves capacity tomorrow. Companies looking to invest in cutting-edge machinery to capitalize on new opportunities may be reluctant to finance the expense, which could be significant, but which could lead to tangible gains down the road. If you're going to remain competitive today and in the future, you've got to do that with technology, said Tamashii. Companies like EMAG that are on the cutting edge of technology allow us to stay in business and service our customers to the highest degree, giving them what they need today for them to remain competitive. Investing in new technology today for a better return tomorrow is a delicate balance to maintain. Tamashii recommends the companies considering that investment take a look at opportunities within their jurisdiction, such as workforce training funding and capital grants, that can help maximize that return on investment. Investing in the right automation technology can also help keep that balance. To learn more, visit EMAG.